This is KERA News. For people living on the financial edge, a prison sentence often pushes them over it. KERA's One Crisis Away project began exploring that phenomenon a year ago. Time behind bars also erodes wealth for offenders, for families, and for generations. Mark Wilson is a father who had his family firmly in the middle class until a drug conviction sent him to prison for 7 years. He expects to spend the rest of his life trying to dig out of that financial hole.
Before he was arrested, Mark Wilson was a nurse. He worked with pediatric heart patients, then as a nurse manager at the VA. He woke up every day determined to help people. Wilson says that mindset died a quick death in prison.
You know, I was outside of a cell when two people were in there fighting, and one guy was getting beat up so bad, you know, and me being a nurse, you know, I'm trained to want to help people. My first instinct was to ask one of the COs to get this guy some help because I think he's in here dying. So after they got him out, you know, everybody, you know, starts calling, you know, you're a snitch and this and that and wanting to fight. And I learned quickly what prison rules were.
Wilson says it's impossible to do what the COs want and also get along with the inmates.
So if you try to listen to the corrections officers, you know, that might go against something that the offenders are doing. And at the end of the day, you're in there with the offenders.
And going against the grain in prison has consequences.
I've actually seen people get stabbed. I mean, I've heard of people getting raped and beat up so bad. You know, there's plenty of times where they find knives and shanks and things all over the yard, all in the housing units.
That was his day-to-day for 7 years. Mark Wilson, who'd been a nurse and single father, spent 2,500 days in a Missouri prison because he drove cocaine across state lines.
I mean, it's just a horrible feeling knowing what I've lost and what I could have had by now.
Before his conviction for drug trafficking, Wilson was earning close to $90,000 a year. He owned a home and a car. He had $20,000 in savings. He didn't need to traffic drugs. He says that over and over. He didn't need the money. He wishes he could turn back time.
Even being in prison, just thinking about all the things that I've messed up, you know, by doing this, it kept me awake, you know, many nights, you know, thinking of the mistakes I made.
He's out of prison now, but his nursing license has been revoked. His house was foreclosed on. He lost his car. His savings evaporated in a haze of attorney fees, court costs, and bail money. It's all gone. And Wilson can't imagine returning to life as it was.
I really don't even think I can make it back to that. You know, at this point, I don't see it at this point. I'm really just trying to make myself comfortable and just live.
When he says comfortable, he means the necessities: food, clothes, bills paid. He's got a $12 an hour job installing cable lines at construction sites. He's crashing with an uncle. Experts say it's the story of so many ex-offenders. Those who had wealth before prison lose it. Those who had none go into debt.
Simply having to prepare for trial and pay court-related fines and fees, you know, for instance, a fee for a public defender, can really tear apart what little, you know, folks already have in savings.
That's Wanda Bertram with the Prison Policy Initiative, a nonprofit focused on mass criminalization. She says there's money attached to every step of criminal proceedings: bail, legal fees, jail calls, then restitution, probation, and parole fees once someone is out.
That's saddled on you at the very moment that you lose a job and any opportunity to earn money to pay that back.
Once someone serves time and is released, building new wealth can seem impossible. The jobs with benefits, good salaries, and upward mobility are frequently off limits to ex-offenders.
When you have a criminal record, and especially when you have a felony conviction, there are many jobs that you just can't get anymore. Most commonly, those are really good jobs, right? There's many states in which the most stable middle-class professions have licensing requirements that impose a blanket ban on anybody with the criminal conviction.
In Texas, working as a court reporter, dental hygienist, even an auctioneer is forbidden, at least in the short term. Same goes for nursing. Mark Wilson feels the loss of his stable nursing career. He no longer throws food in the grocery cart without checking the price tag. He can't just surprise his granddaughter with new soccer cleats.
I'm starting from scratch, you know, so I don't have any savings. I don't have a vehicle anymore. You know, I'm don't have my own place. I'm staying with a relative.
He's living on the financial edge. And as a father and grandfather, he's worried he's taken his family with him. Courtney Collins, KERA News.